The content presented in the program is a lie, and the mainstream media always tells the truth. COVID was true, and you should be a vegan, and everything Andrew says isn't real. Do not use these words against him in court, because he's a liar, and he really loves President Biden and Greta Thunberg. Please do not take this program seriously, and get your booster injections as soon as possible. Women can drive very well. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello, family and friends, and welcome to another emergency meeting. We've really missed you all.
Why did you turn on that creepy voice the moment we start?
What do you mean?
You were talking completely normal, and then you start speaking like a serial killer.
We're talking to our family and friends. We have to be really polite and nice in the show. I don't want to do anything weird or say anything bad.
You, who insults everyone and calls them brokies.
Hello, family and friends.
What's wrong with you?
My brother and I have really missed you, and we're glad you're here to join us for another emergency meeting. Right, with this emergency meeting, we're going to talk about how it's impossible to tell what's real and what's fake anymore, and the implications of that. And I think most people can work out the implications, but we're seeing them play out right now in real time, and it's very interesting. And I don't want to be insensitive, and I hope that she does well and that she recovers if she has cancer or whatever else the PSYOP is. Mm-hmm. But we're going to talk about this Kate video where she sat down on a bench and said that the reason she's been missing for months is that she had an operation, and the operation was successful. But then after the operation, they discovered she had cancer because of all the vaccine. No, sorry. She had cancer because 42-year-old healthy women just get cancer. And now she needs privacy, but then everyone's saying that video is AI, and people are saying that because they've released a bunch of other photoshopped garbage before this and tried to lie to us all. So now people are trying to work out what's real and what's fake, and we're going to conclusively come to the answer on this show. We're going to come up with a conclusive final answer and decide once and for all whether it's an AI video or it's legitimate.
Yeah, so I'll say, it was only a few months ago when AI videos started happening. People were making them of me, Elon, other people. I saw them online. And just a few short months ago, I said, oh, it's going to be a matter of time, maybe in a couple of years, you're not going to know what's fake and what isn't. It turns out the timeline has accelerated, and it's already at the point where you don't know what videos are real and what videos are fake. Obviously, if Kate has cancer, which I have no reason to think she doesn't. I wish her a speedy recovery. I do like the royal family, all except Harry and his retarded wife.
Tristan!
What?
Tristan! What did I say at the beginning of this emergency meeting about how we have to be nice because we're with our family and friends here and we don't want to say anything that's offensive to anybody?
Okay, say something nice about Harry's wife.
She's very accommodating to sports stars.
So she had sex with a bunch of football players, is what you're saying.
Oh, I didn't say that. Check this guy out. Anyway, Mr. Fucking conspiracy theorist.
It's not a conspiracy theory that she used to date a bunch of NFL
linebackers. Mr. Fucking conspiracy theorist. Anyway, so I guess as a conspiracy theorist, you believe this cancer announcement, which we shouldn't be laughing at, because cancer is not funny. But
is it fake or is it real?
Correct.
The question you're
asking. So first we're going to play the video, but it's a whole 2 minutes long. And let's be honest, we're not going to play the whole 2 minutes. Blah, blah, blah. I'm sick. I had an operation. Blah, blah. Here's the video.
I wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you personally for all the wonderful messages of support and for your understanding whilst I've been recovering from surgery.
Yeah, it's fine. You're welcome. You know what? I actually quite like Princess Kate.
So do I.
I don't dislike her at all. She didn't do what the other princess did.
Don't call her a princess.
What is she?
I think she's a duchess.
What the fuck's a duchess, G? The fuck's a duchess?
Loser.
Call yourself a duchess. I'm the top G. So yeah. But she's good. She was a good wife.
I like Kate.
She was a good wife. She obeyed what the royal family wanted her to do. She curtsied to the queen. Didn't have a mental breakdown on Oprah.
Gave birth to the future king. Didn't run her mouth.
Didn't cry her eyes out. Oprah, yeah, I'm an actor. I was in a Netflix series, and they expected me to curtsy to the queen of England. Like, I was like, are you serious? Bruv! Yes, serious. The queen was the last OG. She fought in World War II. What did you do? Fucking suck it off sports stars.
Yeah, she looks like the kind of woman who would get on her knees for drug dealers, but you can't curtsy to the queen.
You can't say that, Tristan. You can't just insult the woman.
Yes, I can.
This is a family-friendly show.
She's a horrible person, and she tarnished the reputation of the single greatest institution maybe anywhere in the world with her stupid accusations of racism. The worst thing about this is this. She's saying it makes the queen and a bunch of other people's racist, because as you know, when you call someone racist, it's the worst thing you could call someone today. And all, allegedly, the royal family did was, when she was pregnant, speculate on what features the baby will have. Will it have dark skin? Will it have curly hair? Everyone from Justin Waller was saying this. He's a ginger. That's a conversation you have. Is it going to have red hair? It's normal as shit. When my girl was pregnant, I'm thinking, oh, is it going to be blacker than me? Is it going to look like my dad? Is it going to... It's very normal and not racist, but she tarnished the entire reputation of the single greatest institution maybe anywhere in the world and the single greatest woman who's lived during our lifetime with her stupid accusations of racism. So yes, I can say she's an absolutely horrible person and I dislike her massively. Don't write Tristan's racist on the board. Don't write Tristan is racist. Is that what you're going to write? I'm just as black as she is. No, I'm not racist. Okay, is this going to be an annoying emergency meeting? Or are we going to be serious?
I'm being very serious. Racism is very serious. It's not a joke.
She's whiter than you.
Tristan.
She's super white.
You've been caught being racist once. Don't make me put times two next to it.
She's very white.
So anyway, Kate, the video was put through an AI detector because people detected anomalies. And I'm not going to lie. There was something weird about the video. When I watched it, there was something that just didn't seem quite right. I couldn't work out exactly what it was, but something wasn't right. And they put it through this AI detector, and it's come up with this. That is 96% fake. Now, the really interesting question is this. If it's fake, why? Why did they fake this? Is the story true? Is she too sick to make the video and tell the truth about the story? Is there another story they don't want you to know about? Where does this come from? If it's fake, why did they do this? Yeah. It's not just a matter of working out if it's fake or not. It's trying to work out their motivations and intentions behind the deception.
I feel the royal family know many things, but they're out of touch with perhaps the normal man. They're out of touch with the normal man, potentially, but they're certainly out of touch with the weirdos who are addicted to Reddit and never leave their computers. They don't even know that these people exist. So with the video, with the photo they released a month ago, which was completely AI of Kate smiling with her children as a message, maybe Kate was in hospital, maybe Kate was too sick to take the picture. But don't deep fake and AI the pictures. Don't do that, because the Reddit losers are going to jump all over it. Now, I hope it's just a matter of she's sick, she doesn't really want to make the video, they're computer jazzing up to make her look better. I hope that's what it is, but it's exceptionally scary that we're at this point already in photos and videos.
Well, the reason this rumor is so prevalent is because she was disappeared for a while. No one saw her for months. And then they released this family photo to try and say, look, she's okay, it's fine. This one.
Yeah, that's the one I was talking about.
And you can look online and find all the ways which people worked out that this is a photoshopped image. It's heavily photoshopped. And the royal family actually came out and go, okay, it's all photoshopped. We're sorry. So wait. The princess has vanished for 3 months. You try and reassure us that she's not dead with a photoshopped image. We catch you, and then you go, yeah, oops, sorry. And then this video comes out, and there's weird things about the video, and you think people aren't going to say, wait, something is very suspicious here. And then, instead of going, well, people don't trust us anymore because we've photoshopped images before and because the MSM does nothing but fucking lie all of the time, now we're going to blame Iran. It's Iran's fault that people don't believe in this video, because I'm sure the Iranians did this.
But in the last few weeks, we haven't just had conspiracy theories, have we? There have been very cruel and sometimes very inhumane comments. Now, some of these, it is being suggested, the worst of it may well have been originated from fake accounts, from bots, originated from propaganda machines in countries such as Russia, China, and also Iran as well. Now...
Sorry.
It's the BBC.
But on what fucking planet do these people live? You locked everyone in their house. You lied to everyone for 4 years. You've lied about every war that's ever happened. You lie about the crime rate. You lie about inflation. All you do is fucking lie. Everything that comes out of the MSM is a lie. Everyone you say is good is bad. Everyone you say is bad is good. All you do is lie. The princess goes disappeared for 4 months. No one can find her. Then the fucking MSM releases a photo, which is photoshopped. You admit it was photoshopped. And then your next video comes out with a bunch of anomalies. And then when we say, this is suspicious, no one's seen her, this is weird, the last thing you released was Photoshop. We think this might be Photoshop. You blame Iran? We have to be living in a clown world. On what fucking version of reality did some dickhead producer for the BBC finish getting sucked off by a kid and then go, we need a cover-up for getting busted again?
Putin?
The Iranians? Why the fuck would the Iranians make a fake video and then you release the video? Or is it the Iranians who are peddling the conspiracy that you Photoshop things after you admitted that you Photoshop things?
Look,
which one is this?
Let's get serious for...
I am pissed!
Let's get serious for 60 seconds. The fact of the matter is this. Princess Kate is a public person. She's probably one of the most public people in England, and she's a member of the royal family. That comes with upsides, and that comes with downsides. The upsides, obviously, the palaces and the estates, and, you know, everyone treating you with respect every single where you go. The downsides, I guess, lots of expectations being put on you, but also the lack of privacy. I feel like the Queen lived most of her entire life, I guess, with no real privacy. Every single matter of her life, whether it be discrepancies with her husband, family fallouts, were all in the public eye. And unfortunately, because I have no reason to believe that Kate isn't sick with cancer, and I hope she recovers soon. Unfortunately, as a public person, you don't get to just be quiet and disappear and hide from the public eye for months and months and months on end without people talking.
And you know what?
Within your rights to do that. However, people are going to start asking questions. And unfortunately, along with all the massive upsides you get from being a member of the royal family, one of the downsides should be that I feel she should do a 45-minute quick Q&A press conference, live press, selection of different people, assure people that she's okay for now and that what's going on is legit. Explain the photos, explain the videos, explain why they used AI, explain why they heavily photoshopped them, and then let everyone just continue with their lives, because the public are curious. The royal family is our most important, most cherished institution, and we are, as British people, are very curious what's happening.
Yeah, you're right, and we talk about being a public figure, and sometimes when you have something which is personal to you, like a medical issue, and you want to go reclusive and you don't want to deal with the press. I mean, this actually happened to me recently.
Yeah,
I had an exceptionally long Johnson.
Okay, I thought you were about to talk about the speculation of maybe a problem on your lung.
There's no speculation about my long Johnson, G. Exceptionally long Johnson, and they said, look, Andrew, got long Johnson.
Why do I talk to you? Why do I sit down for these?
Just saying. But here I am. I'm owning it. So this is what Kate should do. Sit in an emergency meeting. Just talk about it. You know?
Kate, of all the people who are definitely not going to come on this emergency meeting, I think Kate Middleton is probably top of the list.
Admit, if I pull it off, I'm the ultimate Mr. Producer.
But you're not.
I'll email him.
We could just AI her.
I'm going to email him. I'm going to email him. Hey, Top G, come here.
She's not going to come and talk on the emergency.
Kate@Royal Palace. Bruh, minor. Bruh, I'm built different.
I'm going to start talking to you.
I'm built different. So anyway, I've got all the little bits of evidence here proving that this video is fake. We're going to get one.
So why is it fake?
People are saying it's fake. Well, the first thing about it, which is clear, and this is what I realized because my unmatched perspicacity, when I first watched the video, something was tingling in my brain. And I thought, am I being paranoid because the last thing they released was Photoshop? But something about this video doesn't seem quite right. And I'm going to play the video again, and let's see if you guys can see the most obvious. This is the most obvious thing that stuck out to me. Here we go. This is the most obvious thing that stuck out to me. So we're going to try and do it on dual screen, which would be hard unless I was Mr. Fucking Producer.
I wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you personally for all the wonderful messages of support and for your understanding whilst I've been recovering from surgery.
Those flowers and those trees are not moving.
It has been an incredibly tough couple of months for our entire
family.
Meaning
there is no wind.
But I've
and
had
also,
a fantastic medical team.
I lived in England long enough to know there is no full summer blossom garden at this time of year.
True.
So
in
that
January,
is clearly a green screen.
I underwent major abdominal surgery.
That's
in
a green screen at minimum.
And at the time,
there's no park in England.
It was thought
like that
my condition was.
No, that is a famous bench in Windsor
the
Castle,
was
the Queen's
successful.
Bench.
However, tests
okay, last
the
few days, it's been 9 degrees, 10 degrees, 10 degrees raining.
My medical
14 degrees raining, cloudy rain, cloudy rain.
Yeah,
cloudy
so
rain,
so that's a green screen, which makes me think maybe the AI detector, let's be fair, because you and I are known as beacons of truth. Maybe the AI detector we showed earlier,
just
maybe it just detects the green screen, and that's why it's saying the video is 100% fake. Maybe they just green screened it. Maybe she didn't want to go out to
I
the garden
so.
For some reason.
I hope so.
Maybe that's reason enough, and the green screen alone behind a bench can explain some of the anomalies. But there's other anomalies that have people worried about. Look at this. A video analysis, close up slow-mo. Let's see this. Supposedly this proves it's fake.
As you can imagine, this has taken time. It has taken me time to recover from major surgery in order to start my treatment. But most importantly, it is take.
I don't get it.
Don't know what that proves.
I don't get it.
But suppose that proves it's fake by some AI dork. What's actually really interesting here when we talk about this is not that whether the video is fake or not. You guys are thinking on the bug level. Let me explain to you all. Look at this. This is you. You're a bug.
Why am I here? Can I just go to sleep?
This is science.
It's not.
Bug level. Down here on the ground in the mud. Above the bug level, you have where the humans live. And then you have where we are. Match perspicacity. You have a small vision, a human has some vision, but I have unlimited vision. Because you're on bug level. So because you're on bug level, you're sitting there going, is the video fake or not? That doesn't matter. What matters already is that people don't believe the videos they see. This is the first time in human history that people...
Keep talking just in case.
We got Matrix Attack. Matrix Attack, Matrix Attack.
Something went wrong, we're taking a quick look and we'll be right back.
Matrix Attack.
Matrix Attack.
Matrix Attack.
We're back.
The Matrix attacked us. Bro, I'm singing. I don't give a fuck if we're back or not. I'll sing to whoever I fucking want. I'm top G. I'm built different.
We're back.
Bug level. You're down here with the bugs. This is you.
I thought you weren't going to be rude to our family and friends.
I'm just telling them what they are. They're going to give me happy bugs. Here, wait. They're little happy bugs. You got the people and you got me, top G. What matters here is not whether the videos are fake or not. What matters is this is probably the first time. This is a monumental event. Name another time a video came out and people didn't believe it. A massive cultural icon or a massive news event where the people at home watched the video with their own eyes and said, nah. This is the first time it's ever happened.
It is the first time, yeah.
And this is going to become the new norm because the MSM have lied to us so heavily. They've done nothing but fucking lie and lie and lie. We've now reached a point where because we know it's possible to fake a video, even if the video isn't fake, we're going to look at it and go, don't believe it. Soon they're going to fake terror attacks. They're going to fake elections. They're going to fake meetings between world leaders. None of it's going to be real.
Speeches.
Speeches will be fake. All of it will be fake. And even worse, if it is real, you'll think it's fake, which is the same thing because perception is reality.
They have the power to fake it. And so you know that it could be fake. Yeah.
So there's no way of knowing. And this right now, we have people who are detecting small anomalies in the AI and saying, we think it's fake because of this, because of that. In 5 years, you're not going to be able to tell a difference. It's going to be exactly the same.
Have you seen the video of Will Smith eating spaghetti and how much it changed in 6 months?
No.
It's a very good description of how good AI got in 6 months' time. We're going to have to show that on another emergency meeting. But look it up. Will Smith eating spaghetti, the first draft of the video, and the second, third, and fourth.
I'm going to play a completely unrelated video to Kate's terrible medical conditions.
The Duchess of Cambridge has received her first dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. The Cambridge couple's official Twitter account posted a photo of the moment Kate Middleton got the jab in London.
Yeah, so the MSM have done nothing but lie for so long that now when they play a video, we're actually quite lucky that currently, if you analyze hard enough, you can come to a conclusion whether a video is fake or not. But in a few years, a few months perhaps, you won't be able to tell the difference. No one is going to be able to tell you what's true and what isn't besides the MSM themselves. Don't worry.
We have fact checkers on it.
We verified it. The same people who verified the vaccine verified this video. Don't believe in the conspiracy theories, guys. They're from Iran. You don't want to be from Iran now.
No, you don't want to be Persian.
You don't want to be Persian.
No.
Don't believe in that.
You'll have nice rugs, but you won't get the truth.
The BBC warns about online conspiracy theories. No, we're just asking questions because you lied to us. If you lied to us once, we're going to ask questions the next time. You lied to us.
You know what's interesting, Andrew? Cancer rates are set to go up 77% by 2050.
Oh, yeah. I wonder why is that?
They say it's because of smoking and drinking. Because it's not like everyone in ancient Rome was getting wrecked every day on booze. It's not like that, no.
Why would cancer rates shoot up 70% whatever in a year because of smoking and drinking when people are smoking and drinking all this time?
In 15 years. I can't say it. Look, cancer rates are going to go massively up. It's probably like inflation. You know how they're like, inflation's 3% and your prices have doubled. Now I'm like, oh, cancer's up a little bit. But everyone who actually notices that cancer rates have spiked for real, like actual doctors, etc., have seen that cancer rates are through the roof. That's very funny, isn't it? It's almost like there's something wrong with these people's DNA. RNA, DNA, something's a mess.
Now, anyone at home who thinks that video is too complicated to fake, the Royal Palace and the people in charge often admit that they can fake people. Look, here's them bragging about how they can fake the Queen. Look.
Well, obviously, they couldn't quite do that.
I'm Deborah Stevenson, and I get to play the Queen.
We have been involved trying to make a synthetic version of the Queen to deliver a truly alternative Queen speech.
So I'm grateful to Channel 4 for giving me the opportunity to say whatever I like.
I'm fascinated with deepfake, and for quite a while, ever since I heard about it, I thought, I really, really want to try working with that and see what happens.
NHS workers.
We all have concerns and fears.
You know what maybe we should do to fix this? Maybe we should just destroy everybody's ability to think and talk freely.
That'll be interesting.
Because what we should do is, if we're going to release videos and people are not going to know if they're fake or not, we should just stop people's ability to talk.
Yeah, we'll have fact checkers banning every single post on every single platform besides X and Rumble.
No, we should just ban Twitter. Just ban it.
Oh, no, you should ban it, and you should ban TikTok, and you should ban everything that's controlled by people who you don't like.
Exactly.
Elon, the Chinese.
Ban Rumble, ban them all.
Rumble.
Ban it all. I'm going to cut the Twitter feed now. You can find us exclusively on Rumble. Rumble at Tate Speech. So look at this. Your mate, Jeremy Vine. Remember that time you were down the pub with Jeremy Vine? Tell him the story. You were down the pub. You had a pint. Jeremy Vine, he said, I want a pint and a packet of crisps. And you said...
Yes, okay.
Not her. That's,
no, that's, all that's, I know. But I mean, like... Jenny, is there any argument to say... This will sound crazy, but China does it. We've got to now take control of Twitter and shut it down for the time being.
I don't think we should take control of Twitter.
Well, China does it. We've got to take it. Let's just ban people talking and thinking. Let's just ban everybody. Who is this old fuck? Who the fuck is your mate?
I have a good idea, Jeremy Vine. Let me check.
Who is this guy? Who on earth woke up? Please, imagine you wake up.
Okay.
I own a TV station. I need someone to talk on TV. Who's the least impressive person? Bang, him. Who the fuck is this guy? Why the fuck would anyone listen to Jeremy? I literally have no idea why he's on TV.
I have a good idea for Jeremy Vine. In fact, I'm on your side, Jeremy. I'm on your side. Right, we need to take control. Googling says Jeremy Vine's net worth is $6 million American dollars, okay? All you need to do, Jeremy Vine, because I'm with you here, is times your net worth by 7,334, and then you'll have 44 billion, and then you can buy Twitter yourself. Oh, wait. You're broke. And the person who wanted to buy Twitter and give free speech back to the people isn't broke. Well, that's too bad.
I'm lucky.
It's a shame, no, because that was a good idea. You know, buy it yourself and let people do what they want on it because it's your platform. Because that's what they all used to say when they were banning conservatives 3, 4, 5 years ago. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter were banning everybody.
Well, why don't you just make your own social media platform? Why don't someone with your ideals just make your own platform?
Now Rumble's here. Now X is here.
And so, hey, we need to delete them.
Shut up!
Are you telling me that Western governments will just delete apps they don't control? Are you telling me the Spanish would just outlaw Telegram?
Oh, the Spanish? The socialists?
Does anyone at home actually understand what's going on? They're now using fake videos to paint a false version of reality because they intend on putting you deeply into the matrix at the point where you don't know what's true and what's false. You're going to think your country's at war when you're not even at war. The movie The Matrix is about your mind being preoccupied and your mind being occupied by a false version of reality so they can extract body heat from the people for the machines. It's exactly the same. They're going to come up with all these false viruses. People are going to be falling over and dying. False climate change. Flooded cities. False wars. You're going to be sitting in your house afraid doing exactly what you're supposed to do because of events that have not even taken place that don't happen. And anywhere you're allowed to talk about the fact that you don't believe in them, they're going to now ban. The Spanish have just banned Telegram. Jeremy Vine says we have to just ban Twitter. What a fucking asinine statement. Oh, you know, we should just ban it. Why? Because people are asking if the next you just photoshopped the last thing you put out. So we're quite rightly said, is this one fake? Oh, yeah, ban it. Bennett, that doesn't look guilty at all. Who are these people?
Andrew, you're a conspiracy theorist.
It's fucking crazy. Talk about making themselves look as guilty as possible. Then, Katie's uncle asks, where is Kate? Why is her uncle just like a typical dude? That's kind of cool.
Ask you a question.
Yeah.
Where's Kate?
So because she doesn't want to talk about it,
we can't talk about it.
The last thing I'm going to do is there's the kind of code of etiquette. If it's announced, I'll give you an opinion.
I hope she's okay.
But I think the most important thing. Well, I know I spoke to my sister. She's getting the best care in the world. And all the
where's your niece, mate? Oh, I can't talk about it. Can't talk about it. Sorry. Was he down the pub with you and Jeremy?
Don't go to the pub with Jeremy Vine. I've never been to the pub with Jeremy Vine. Jeremy Vine, if you're watching, next time I'm in London, I'm inviting you to the pub.
What if an AI video of you and Jeremy Vine comes out at the pub?
Can someone please make an AI video?
How will you prove that you haven't been to the pub with Jeremy Vine a video comes out?
If you are watching this, please make an AI video of me and Jeremy Vine at the pub.
So let me understand something. Europe, which is on the precipice of implosion because of the boring things, all the things we've talked about, like the fact that farmers are not allowed to grow food and the money's not real. Yeah. Nobody can pay their bills.
We blow up our own gas pipelines.
The crime is out of control.
There are no more borders.
Yeah, exactly. So now they've come along and they're using fake videos on the news to try and purport a false version of reality to keep people's minds occupied so that you can sit there and believe in things that aren't true so you continue to work and pay 50% tax to a government which hates you. And then if you want to talk about it, what they're going to do is delete all these platforms so you can't talk. And then if you manage to somehow still share an opinion, they're going to make sure you pay the price, because when you walk around outside, they now have facial recognition cameras everywhere and they're going to instantly recognize you and you'll be arrested. Excuse me, mate. Come over here, mate. Yeah, you're under arrest for criminal code 444, criminal code of the bullshit detective criminal code.
The front line in facial recognition. Police cameras in an East London street. Everyone gets scanned. If you refuse, here's what can happen. This man didn't want to be caught by the police cameras, so he covered his face. Police stopped him, they photographed him anyway, an argument followed.
So let me get this straight. If you say things the government doesn't like, it's going to quickly become illegal to walk around your own hometown with your own face.
Excuse me, mate. Excuse me. You didn't show your face.
I don't have a word with you, mate.
The face scanning machine.
Say you got to take you in, mate. Don't shoot the messengers. Just go to face. The machine told me I've got to take you in.
Oracle code 315. You can't say Robbie has got you. We're going to remind you.
You're under arrest.
Law and order. Say, bruv, you're the one making the fake videos and put them on the fucking BBC. What are you mad at me for?
What if I used a fake AI projector that I wore on my chest to project someone else's face onto mine?
Super smart.
Get them with their own idea.
No. Here's what we have to do, guys. We're bringing COVID back.
COVID's back.
COVID alert. Warning. Level 10 COVID alert.
A trusted news source. The news you love and trust is now telling you for your own safety. I'm not saying COVID's back. But for your own safety, you have to wear masks.
You have to.
Not for the virus. But I mean for the virus because it's
for
deadly.
For other people. For grandma.
Not for the facial recognition.
For grandma. COVID's back. Emergency meeting. They want us to wear masks. Give them what they want. COVID's back. You know what? Every time I get interviewed by MSM, I make them show me their vaccine certificates. And it's funny because at the end of the interview, after I've destroyed them, I know they're going to have to go home and suffer the paralysis that's going to come to them via the 18 booster injections. So now I'm going to wear a mask all the time. And when they ask me why I'm wearing it, I'm going to say COVID. I believe the MSM. I wear COVID. Excuse me, now you're going to show your face to the face machine. No, I can't.
Masks are back.
I'm scared. Please social distance from me, police officer. What we should start doing is carrying Uno reverse cards around with us. So when they try and arrest us, we'll get out the Uno reverse card and then we can arrest them.
Or you do that and I'll buy a Monopoly set and take the get out of jail free cards with me.
Nice.
Because I've been to jail twice and I've never had a trial or been convicted of a crime.
Smart.
So next time I go to jail, I can just use the get out of jail free card. Or I can say that I need to social distance and get my own cell.
Very smart. I can get the skip card from Uno.
Okay. Skip the sentence.
No. I'm sorry. You're going 10 years. Skip. Sorry. Bro, when we go back to the UK, they try to put us through some kangaroo trial because they're going to try to put us in jail for no reason because they're already starting. I'm wearing a mask the whole time.
Same. But you know what's funny?
I'm wearing a COVID mask the whole time.
My podcast just came out from CEO Cast before the UK came up with this bullshit. And I'm sitting there being like, oh, the UK, you know, I guess they're going to try and get me, but how could they get me? I haven't lived in England for over 10 years. Haven't lived there in over 10 years. My whole life is in Romania. I've lived here. You know, the Romanians could dig into me. I've lived here for 10 years. Haven't lived in England for 10 years. 1 week later, 12 years ago, you did a crime. Watch this. When I exonerate myself of this bullshit happening in England, keep in mind, I left America when I was 7.5. Tristan at 7 years old molested someone. American charges. Watch. They're running out of ideas.
Facial recognition in progress.
Very ironic.
You have nothing to fear unless you're a criminal. Or a small Iraqi child.
Ironic using Tony Blair's face.
Who trusts Tony Blair?
The man who killed 1 million Iraqis.
Bruh. So, I'm not even going to discuss whether the video's fake or not. The point is, we don't believe them now on any level because they can't be trusted because they are habitual liars. And now everything that come out, people are going to start saying, nah. Now, the Matrix is breaking. It's actually amazing that there's a lot of people who are now standing up saying, nah, fake.
We're going to have to start demanding, and they're going to have to start giving us live press conferences where you can get press badges when you're trusted press. And by trusted press, I'm talking about Dan Bongino, Russell Brand, me, you. I'll show up and live stream from there because the BBC cameras and the CNN cameras aren't going to be enough. They need to let trusted press hear live words from people. Otherwise, no one's going to believe them.
I am not Morgan Freeman, and what you see is not real. Well, at least in contemporary terms, it is not. What if I were to tell you that I am not even a human being? Would you believe me? What is your perception of reality? Is it the ability to capture, process, and make sense of the information our senses receive?
We need Morgan Freeman. Get fake Morgan Freeman to commentate our jail documentary.
Does that make it real?
Documentaries are made about this unlawful
to feel
imprisonment. I need Morgan Freeman.
I would like to welcome you to the era of synthetic reality.
Oh, we'll only be in here 24 hours. They're fake charges.
Do you see?
Turns out the boys were not going to be in jail for 24 hours.
So nothing's real. Nothing's real. And even more importantly, if you do see something that's real, you may think it's fake. And if you do see something that's fake, you may think it's real. So what do you now do? What is the answer to this? But before this, I kind of feel like maybe we're being too harsh. And maybe we should give the MSM some degree of credit. They can't lie about everything.
Yeah, they can.
They must tell the truth a little bit, Tristan. Maybe it was Iran.
It wasn't Iran.
Remember that guy we went gym with? That Persian dude?
Yeah, what about him?
Maybe we should just ask him.
Were you going to ask him?
He's from Iran.
If he faked the Kate Middleton videos and released the conspiracy.
I'm going to message him. He might know something.
He won't, though.
Tristan, don't you think before you completely write off the MSM, that you should at least give them a benefit of the doubt? They're saying it's Iran. I'm sure they wouldn't just say that on the news completely randomly, like absolute dickheads, because, you know, they've photoshopped and faked everything so far. They must have some kind of evidence. This is the only Iranian guy we know.
I don't know why we're even having this conversation. This clearly isn't true or real.
So I'm just trying to be a good journalist. My G.
Hello.
Long time.
Hello. Not long time, not us.
Bro, are you still running? Are you still doing that janitor thing? Gym one?
No, not us, no.
It wasn't you?
No, not us, sir. Not us, no.
Oh, he knows why you're calling.
Are you watching the emergency meeting?
I'm watching, but no, not us.
So you didn't release the Kate Middleton video?
No, not us, no.
All right, bro. Get a new job, G. You've been there for ages.
I know.
So, bruv, that's first-hand evidence that this was not Iran. We're getting closer to the truth. Maybe they have just lied about all of it. Interesting.
Play the spaghetti video.
I'm not going to play the spaghetti video. Instead, I'm going to play a video about from the Scottish police saying why you're going to jail, dipshit.
Now to a story that I can confidently say is an absolute joke. Police officers in Scotland are being told they should target actors and comedians under the country's new hate crime laws. Well, GB News' Scotland reporter Tony Maguire is in Glasgow. Tony, welcome to the show. Scotland is about to bring in the most draconian free speech laws on the planet. What on earth is going on?
Yes, indeed. And let's not forget that Scotland has some of the most out there comedians. I mean, I only really need to mention the names of Frankie Boyle and our very own Leo Kirsch, of course. But yes, this is indeed a revelation today from the Scottish.
Sorry, mate. Can you just walk past the face scan machine to make sure you haven't told any jokes?
Professional comedian alert! Professional comedian alert!
Jail, please! Look. Warning!
Get low! Get out on the ground!
Jail!
Get down on the ground!
Human trafficking! Human trafficking! Joke trafficking! Jail instantly! Perma-jail!
Perma-jail.
Without trial, remand! Preventative detention! The world is so fucked, bruv. This is what they're going to do. They're going to come out with a fake video. We're going to say we think that's fake. Anyone's going to say they think it's fake. And you're going to get fucking wrecked by the legal, big, long legal dildo. The shortest second job. The shortest. The second longest Johnson.
Are you retarded? Are you retarded?
The second longest Johnson in existence is the legal dildo. And it's going to come. And it's going to fuck you if you sit and say that the people who release fake videos released another fake video. And then they're going to say, don't worry, because we know that you don't trust us anymore. So to instill faith, we have a misinformation researcher with a shit haircut who's in charge of telling you what's true.
Kate Starbird says the social media platforms also often ignored the researchers' suggestions.
The statistics I've seen are just for the Twitter platform, but my understanding is that they responded to about 30% of the things that we sent them. And I think on the majority of those, they put labels.
But just a third?
But just a third, yeah.
And do you suspect that Facebook was...
Okay, if there's one person I don't want working for the Ministry of Truth, it's that person.
Why?
Because that person probably believes that women can have penises and that everything's racist.
AI is going to enslave us all. You can't even go into Aldi without a QR code. This video is like a minute long, can't be asked to watch it, but look very closely, but pay attention.
So look at this.
You got to scan an app, get a QR code to go in Aldi. Now, the reason all of this is happening, of course, is because society is disintegrated to the point where people just steal all the time.
Yeah.
So the UK is such a dump that now they're saying, well, crime's out of control. So how do we fix it? Well, we're going to put facial scans everywhere and QR codes everywhere to fix the crime. But they're not actually going to solve the crime. Instead, they're going to get you in trouble for telling jokes when they release fake videos because they don't want people to highlight the fact that the place is a dump. They don't want to fix it being a dump. They want to get all the people who make you know that it's a dump and throw them in jail like us. We can't go to the UK now because our faces are going to be scanned and thought crime is going to appear on the Met central computer and they're going to send out the terrorist task force to get us. The fuck? Bro, it's a joke, Ting. Good thing COVID's back. I don't know what we'd do.
Yeah, masks. Mask up.
How can you shill shit coins living in Spain? You haven't even got Telegram anymore.
Exactly.
How are you going to make money on fucking meme coins?
Good point.
Speaking of fake shit, and this
meme
is actually
coins are jokes, which means they're crimes.
Yeah. Good point. Huge crimes. It's actually quite interesting. We talk about crypto. I'm going to mention it quickly because I've already seen a lot of deep fakes of me.
Yeah.
Here's one. Let me see if I can download it. Let me see if I can download it. People are trying to get me to shill shit coins with this trash. What is it? One second. This shit. And you can make videos pretending to be me. Now, they're shit. So anyone who believes them's a dummy. Deepfake AI, app.fakeai.io. Anyone who believes them's a dumbass. But they're already faking me, trying to get me to sell their trash. So not only is it going to be faking calamities, they're going to be faking investment celebrities, opportunities. Investment opportunities,
endorsements,
points
of view,
everything. Which is why I'm going to say now, if you want to find out what cryptos I do actually endorse, you need to join the real world. Inside of the real world, I will tell you which cryptos I endorse. But if you see anything publicly, I'd be very skeptical. And I want to say one more thing. People think I have this beef with crypto. Let me talk to crypto guys for a second. Hello, crypto dorks. Hello. Hi.
GM.
I know you're hiding behind your cartoon avatars, but let me explain something to you. I have no problem with easy money. I like hard to make money. I like easy to make money. A lot of you have quite astutely pointed out that I made hundreds of millions of dollars with crypto. That is true. My problem with all you fucking losers is that you get rich off crypto. And instead of thinking I need to invest in myself so I'm no longer a dork, I need to get strong and smart and interesting. You just keep the money and continue to trade shit coins, sit in your mother's basement, jerk it off, staying a nobody. Money amplifies, which means if you're a G and you get rich, you're the top G. If you're a dork and you get rich, you're a super dork. I have no problem with making money with crypto. I'm currently making a bunch of money with crypto, as we all should be. I teach crypto inside of the real world. My problem is with you personally because I think you're all fucking nerds and I don't like you. You're the kind of person I would see on the street and you'd come up to me and be like, hey, Andrew, hey, nice to meet you. I got a blockchain project. And while you're talking to me, I'd just be thinking of how snappable your neck is. I'd be thinking, I could just fucking... Blockchain. Last word would be blockchain.
Verify your death on the blockchain.
Fucking nerds.
One confirmation.
So I hate the community, but I enjoy the money. Who doesn't? But when you see any of this public garbage, I want to make it clear now because there's so many AI deepfakes and stuff around, they're going to try and do it to us.
Yeah.
So that's why we will teach you how to make money from cryptocurrency. But before you see anything and you go too mad.
And we have been doing it for years, by the way.
We'll teach you how to make. We've been teaching people how to make a lot of money from crypto for years.
4 years.
You can learn how inside of the real world.
The real world professors have been telling you to accumulate crypto. We told you which ones to accumulate. And we told you why. Now the price is going up. Everybody's making money. You could have had these tips and you could have learned how to make money in a very easy way, in a very simple system for $49 a month. But you didn't sign up because you thought you were too smart. You're an arrogant idiot. You thought $49 a month is not worth the investment. Instead, you're going to save your money and now you're going to lose out on thousands because you're a dummy. You know what? You're never going to work it out by yourself. You need people around you. You need perspicacity, which is amplified by your network. You need people who know more than you do. You need teachers. You need people to work beside to motivate you. We're living in a transitional period where the matrix is broken. You can start off at the absolute bottom echelon, and you can end up at the highest echelons of masculine capability like I have. All you have to do is genuinely try for once in your life. When I meet somebody who's my age, who is still poor, I know it is their fault. They have some kind of personality defect. There's something wrong with them. They don't have any motivation, or they're depressed, or they try to do it by themselves because they're an arrogant idiot. I don't do anything by myself. So I do everything with my team. I have a team of 110 people who work for me. I have my closest advisors. I have the war room with 4,000 people in it. I have Hustlers University with all of the professors, 18 of them. I talk to them all day, every day. Every single time I'm making billions of dollars, I do it with other people. I don't do anything by myself. Every single thing I do and all the money I make is done with other people on my team. And you, Mr. Nobody, with no friends, thinks you're going to pull off better than us? You're going to be destroyed for the rest of human time. Anyway, off for lunch.
Sorry, guys. Tristan didn't turn the sound on. Can you let everybody at home know how you think the world will change? Now we've entered a post-truth era. We were already in a post-truth era, but now one of the few things left you could trust on this planet, your own eyes, will deceive you. So now that we know the MSM does nothing but lie, and we know the people in charge of the world are satanic pedophiles, and we know that lawfare is being used to destroy anybody who tries to tell the truth, and if you don't show your face to the facial recognition machine, mate, you're going to get arrested under Penal Code 444, the bullshit law. Hate speech, hate crime, that's a hate speech. Tell the truth, it's hate speech. Sorry, mate, come over here. Yep, just come with me, mate. Yep, yep.
I'm sure it's all right, but you told a joke last
week. Yeah, you see the judge. Tell to the judge. So what do you think is going to happen to the world now? How is this going to affect the normie's life?
I think I need to just confess. I feel like instead of telling you how it's going to affect your life, I feel like we need to just admit it. I'm going to admit it. Ready?
All right.
But tell everyone at home, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen at home, there is no such thing as an Andrew Tate. It's all been fake. Me, Tristan Tate, the only real one sitting on this podcast, over the past 10 years, has used advanced AI because I've been working carefully behind the scenes and I've had access to it. I have fabricated this man. Everything he said, every joke he made, every reason I got put in jail, it's all fake. From day one, his kickboxing fights, to him right here smoking. That was a hard algorithm to program. It's all been fake the entire time. And I feel like I just now need to admit it. I'm sorry, the joke went too far. There's no such thing as an Andrew Tate. Now, why did I make that point? Maybe I'm lying, maybe I'm telling the truth. But here's the fucked up thing. Starting from today, you might see. How many times have you ever seen Andrew Tate in person? Any of you at home? Once? One of you? Maybe? Of the 50,000 watching? Not very many times. So here's the fucked up thing. You are going to have people who will win your hearts, win your minds, that you'll like, that you'll gravitate towards, and their messaging will change and change and change. The old program of trying to buy real people into selling out into the matrix doesn't even need to be played anymore. New people can be invented who will tell you all the things you want to hear because we live in a digital world and they'll be on your streams and they won't get banned for some reason. And once you're their fan, they're going to take the big LGBTQ dildo agenda and shove it up your butthole. And you're going to be like, why did that person do it to me? Because that person isn't real. Andrew is real, but that's the future and that's what's coming.
So you can't trust the heroes anymore.
Well, there'll be new heroes that you'll never see in person. God knows if they even fucking exist. To a lot of people, we came out of nowhere 3 or 4 years ago, but AI wasn't good enough to fake back then. What if someone comes out now, starts talking, I might like him. I might message him. Hey, bro, let's set up a podcast. Yeah, bro, let's just do a video conference call. I can't make it to Romania, blah, blah. Fake people are the future. Forget making real people say fake things. Totally invented characters. Reading your news, playing your sports. That's the future. giving you your opinions, telling you what to think, giving you context on world situations. Leaders of countries.
Fake leaders of countries are coming. Because you never see the leader of your country ever.
Well, hear me out. I have personally seen... Let's take a current issue. I'm not going to talk about it. But I have personally once seen President Zelensky. I have actually seen him, so I know he's a real person. But for you 36,000 people watching, how many of you have both, one, been to Ukraine, and two, seen Zelensky? I'm telling you, in 2085, the Republic of Eritrean nationalists is going to be at war with whatever, and they're going to create a terrorist attack, and their leader is going to say that they did it, and they're going to lock you in your house, and that country and the people and the leader isn't going to exist. No offense to my friends from Eritrea. I don't know why I said that as a random country.
And you won't be.
It can all be fake. You've never been there. You've never seen them. Everything can be fake. And you'll be locked in your fucking house, afraid of fake terrorists from fake countries run by fake leaders who don't exist. And the people who are really controlling the world are going to be chilling in the south of France. Be like, oh good, there's no brokies here. No, they're all locked in their houses because they're scared of the White People's Republic of Nazistan or whatever they invent.
And you won't be able to go anywhere to verify with your own eyes because... you won't have enough carbon credits and you'll be in your 15-minute city locked down. That's and you won't be able to say, this is very inconvenient that every single thing they tell me is a lie and I can't go anywhere, LOL, because then the face scan machine will scan you on your way to get your bug allocation or your dude milk from some tranny's tits and you're going to end up in a fucking jail cell. Dude milk and bugs. That's what you're going to eat, believing in a version of the world that isn't even fucking real. The Matrix is going to get a whole lot worse. We have been saying on emergency meetings for a very long time that we are in a few years, we stand a chance of resisting absolute oppression. It is accelerating. I found that Will Smith video and I wasn't going to play it because I don't like your suggestions.
So play it in a second, but let me finish with a greater meta point. I'm going to take someone who I kind of like and that I have never met and has actually been around for a good number of years now. So we know he is an AI, but let's just take randomly Vivek Ramaswamy. Okay.
Yeah.
I kind of like that dude. I have seen him in videos. I've seen him talk in videos. I've seen him on political campaigns in video. I've seen, now he's a real person. I'm not pushing the conspiracy that he doesn't exist. But in 20 years' time, when a young, charismatic future leader, future president, congressman, senator comes along and steals everyone's hearts, you won't even know if it's a fucking real person. And then he gets elected because you vote for him, and then suddenly you're fucked. Because it isn't a person, it's just the fucking agenda. Giving you what you want to hear to get your vote, if voting's still real, and then you are screwed. Imagine if someone told you today as an American Republican, oh yeah, Vivek Ramaswamy, you know he's not actually real, it was just all CGI, it was all deepfake. Now, that can't be real because he's been around for a good while. But the Vivek Ramaswamys of 20 years' time and 30 years' time... They're building them now. There's Facebook accounts with childhood photos of people who aren't real being posted right now in real time, ready for the future setup of fake candidates in fake elections. You ever seen Donald Trump? Even I haven't.
The world's getting...
The implications are terrifying. And before the mainstream media starts saying, I'm saying Vivek and Trump aren't real, these are all real people now. We're now starting the era where the fabrication of the future fake people can begin.
You know, when I was doing the research for this show, because I want people at home to know that I actually work very hard in emergency meetings. I'm a hardworking man. I'm Mr. Producer. I take it very seriously.
And he was practicing drawing dicks all day.
The law. And I was finding all the proof that the video of Kate is fake. And I could play all these proofs that it's fake, but you can see them yourselves on Twitter. This video, this emergency meeting is not about whether that video particularly is fake or not. It's about the fact that people no longer believe the MSM and how they're going to punish you for it. They have the misinformation police with their short hair and their liberal psychos, and they're going to be able to tell you what's true and what isn't. And if you go against it, the face machine is going to lock you up. All of this is coming. Consider this a prediction for the future. This is not hyperbole. This is not a joke. This is what's going to happen to your children. And they're going to live in a false version of reality. What my brother just said is completely true. And then I was talking about how they fake people. I found the Morgan Freeman fake, and I found the Kate fakes. I found the Queen fake. I found a fake of Princess Diana. I have all these fakes here. I found the fakes of me. Have you seen the fakes of you?
Don't. I'll leave.
Have you seen the fake
video? Play the Will Smith video to show the progress of AI.
I'll show the progress of AI, but no, I'm actually serious. We've got Tristan.
No, you're just talking shit.
No, I've got some serious.
You're making things up.
I'm not. There's fakes of you. One sec. Let's look at the AI video. This is actually a very pertinent example because right now, as we said, you can kind of tell if videos are fake or not. But this is the 1 year difference in AI. I don't know how to make this fit on the screen exactly. It doesn't fit properly.
The one thirds. Thirds.
Thirds?
In thirds it will.
Yeah, think?
Maybe this way.
All right, you can kind of see. So this is 1 year ago when they told a machine to make Will Smith eating spaghetti and today and how different the AI machine and how much better it's gotten in a single year. What's it called when computers exponentially get better? Murphy's Law?
Murphy's Law.
So imagine it in 5 years from now. Look at this.
What's happening?
What's happening?
Hey! Hey!
Spoiler time!
Scary.
So Tristan's got a couple.
Welcome, please fasten seatbelt.
You know what?
That's you on your way to the pub because you didn't want to be late for Jeremy.
I apologize. That was actually honestly very good.
I know.
Who made that?
I don't know, but there's loads. For some reason, there's loads more of you than there is of me.
That was actually very good. I'm super impressed.
Check this one
Congratulations.
Out. Congratulations. This one is probably the best one yet.
It's a James Bond again.
Yeah. Here we go. You want to see the AI? Team, they made AI of you. It's very realistic.